We're here with Felix Burke in Mont Tremblant, now racing for Cannondale Jovello, also making the jump from junior expert to U23. Felix, you had a pretty successful 2014 season. Take us through that a little bit and talk to us also about this race a year ago and you winning it and what it meant to you and how it set you up for the rest of the year.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. First of all, the 2014 season went pretty well for me. Coming off my first season in 2013, which was just a dream come true and all my goals accomplished, I had set high goals for myself in 2014, which most of which I had a hard time accomplishing. So I ended up being a little bit disappointed with my 2014 season. And throughout the winter, I reviewed a little bit of how I approach my training and the races. And I think coming into this 2015 season, I've really solved some problems that I had, and I'm really confident and pumped for this next season coming up.
Okay, you say you're a little bit disappointed, but you also peaked and finished third at the Nationals last year.
Yeah, that was a crazy race. I mean, that race, I think I got an hour and a half of sleep the night before. So, you know, the 2014 season was just filled with races like that of what could have been if everything had gone right, you know. So if I can finish third with an hour and a half of sleep, just thinking of what I could finish if I, you know, got 8 hours of sleep. So just things like that, which kind of itched me throughout the winter and throughout the season, but definitely going to be better this year.
That's pretty crazy. And you haven't even been bike racing all that long, have you?
Nope. My first season on the national level was actually 2013, first year junior. Before that, I did a season of regional local races out west. So yeah, definitely it's been quite a steep learning curve.
Now, you just made the jump from junior expert to U23. A lot of people have trouble with that because obviously you're going against older riders, more experienced riders. At the beginning of this month, you've already popped the third place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm approaching this season with knowing that this jump is going to be difficult and that I'm competing against some super great racers at international level. So I know it's going to be hard. I have realistic goals and objectives. And as long as I keep an open mind and a positive attitude, I can only be happy with my season this year.
Now, about tomorrow's race, I mean, you basically live here and train on these grounds. Do you feel that gives you an advantage?
Oh, yeah, totally. It gives me a huge advantage. I mean, to just be able to sleep in my own bed and to eat food out of my own fridge that my parents pay for, it just makes everything so much more comfortable. And I think that gives me a huge advantage on race day. And knowing the course, I get to ride it all the time. This year it's a new course, so I've been able to ride it that much more than all the guys who have been competing here for a long time. So I think it gives me a really big advantage.
Talk to us a little bit about last year's preparation. I mean, were you specifically trying to peak for the Nationals, or it just happened that way?
No, it just happened that way. Obviously, I worked with my coach to make sure I peak for key events throughout the year, and Nationals was one of them, so we make sure to fine-tune the training for Nationals. But I mean, I peak just as much for this race as I do for Nationals, because this race is super important to me every year, so I really try to come into this race with good form.
Well, you're the local guy here, and everybody gets behind you. That's got to pump you up.
Yeah, it definitely pumps me up. I can feel the energy in the village right now. It's just building and building. And when I get on that start line and people just cheering for me, it definitely helps, and I appreciate it so much.
Now, you said last year you had some really high hopes, some big goals. What are your goals for 2015?
I didn't really want to set any result goals for 2015. I just wanted to have the perfect performance. I go into every race just wanting to go as fast as possible and not really thinking about how I finish. If I can finish a race and feel like I left everything out there, then I'll be happy.
So far as a U23, what do you feel the biggest difference is jumping from junior expert?
For me, so far, it's been the start line. I mean, junior, I was able to start on the front row for most of my events. This year, I've raced in California already and had to start at the very back. That was definitely difficult. Also, the length of the races. I mean, junior, you vary between an hour and an hour 15. Now we're stepping it up to an hour and a half, an hour 45. So I've trained a little bit to be able to do those longer races, and I think it's going to pay off.
Talk to us a little bit about the change in training.
Well, I tried to do a little bit more volume at a certain time of the season. So this year for me, that was February and March time. So instead of focusing on anaerobic and key interval sessions kind of thing, I just focus on riding my bike, which also helps me have a better attitude because riding my bike is what I love.
In general, do you feel faster?
Yes, totally faster. So be careful, other guys.
Great, Felix. It's great having you here, and best of luck tomorrow. Congratulations on your success so far. Best of luck in 2015.
Thank you so much.